Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I want to bring it to the surface for a lot of novice and people that aren't familiar with crypto and might have just got into crypto.
Yeah, that was in depth.
I first started investing in crypto in 2017. So I was part of that bull run, and I saw, you know, Bitcoin go from, you know, $4,000 all the way up to $20,000. And I also saw it fall down to $3,500. And, you know, just studying the space and actually, you know, going through that, I understand that is very volatile, cryptocurrency. And this is kind of, this is like what usually happens in cryptocurrency cycles. So can you just explain the volatility and the history of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin cycles for anybody that, you know, might have just gotten in and it's like, damn, like I'm losing all my money. This thing is going to zero.
Yeah, that's a tough question because there's so much to it, really. So I would say this, I got involved in Bitcoin in 2012 and I sold it all in 2013. So I didn't get rich from the early days. I bought $400 worth of Bitcoin, which I think was like 37 Bitcoin at the time. And I had some money left over. I was using it to buy a software, you know, I mean, it's seven figures
Ben,
now.
Ben, that's when we have a moment of silence.
Yeah.
Okay,
we've all been there.
We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
So I got involved very early, but what I failed to really connect with, and why I went on to really create this channel, is because I like to help people. In 2012, when I got in, there were not educational resources about Bitcoin, and so now today, there's like one podcast, the Chris DeRose podcast. I can't remember what it was actually called back then, but now there's so many channels that people don't understand, like the embarrassment of riches you have when it comes to learning about crypto today. That being said, Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to eat an elephant one bite at a time. All of those phrases apply here. So I can give you a quick overview, but it's extremely brief. And it takes a while to really wrap your head around all this stuff. It's not complicated. It just takes a while because there's a lot of working parts here. So really, basically, Bitcoin was created 2008. It was conceived in the Bitcoin white paper. 2009, the first Bitcoin was mined. Starting in 2009, Bitcoin has consistently worked on a 4-year cycle, and where, you know, peaks come every 4 years, valleys come every 4 years. And a lot of people say, why? Well, it's because of something called the Bitcoin halving. Yeah. This is where every 4 years, the amount of Bitcoin that's being mined gets literally cut in half. And if you think, if you're a miner and you've been bringing in, let's say on average, you know, 50 Bitcoin a year, or in the early days, it could have been thousands of Bitcoins, you know, per year, all of a sudden it gets cut in half. I mean, imagine if all of a sudden, and we're kind of going through this now, but what if every 4 years, the amount of gasoline or oil that came to America got cut in half?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think about how much more valuable that would become over time. And then you have to think about the effects that would have on other businesses. Well, that's what we call the supply shock. When that happens every 4 years, the miners have to scramble and figure out how to you know, keep their operations going. And it keeps everybody on their toes. So if you look, and to put that in layman's terms, the first Bitcoin blocks, you receive 50 Bitcoin per block. We're all the way down now after 3 halvings to 6.25. The next halving will be probably in April of 2024. So when you break all that down in layman's terms, right now, about 900 Bitcoin are being mined per day. In 2024, that's going to go down to 450. Then it's going to go down to 225 4 years after that. And you'd see that compound effect. My favorite kind of nerdy number, like I'm not a nerd. I'm a normal guy. I like sports, coach my kids' baseball team. Like I'm just a normal guy, not into tech really, stumbled into all of this. But, you know, I do get a little nerdy on this number. There's 19 million Bitcoin in circulation. In the first 13 years of Bitcoin, we have mined 19 million. To get the final 2 million Bitcoin, it's going to take another 118 years. That's the compound effect of that halving. The last Bitcoin cycle, 2136 to 2140, only one half of one Bitcoin will be mined in the entire 4-year process. Think about how valuable that will be. So when you think about something that has a solid backing, we've never seen an asset like this in history where we know exactly how much there is. We know exactly how much comes into the supply at a time. That's really why Bitcoin is digital gold. It was supposed to be an electronic currency. There's actually way better electronic currencies out there that are centralized or decentralized right now. You know, when you look across the landscape, you've got privacy coins. Bitcoin's not even anonymous anymore. So what is really the valuation of gold? Well, or the valuation of Bitcoin, it's a better version of gold. And the main value of Bitcoin is to hold it over time and it appreciates. I think that's really the simplest thing for people to understand. Bitcoin goes up over time.
So if we're looking at it in the terms of having, if it happens every 4 years, right now, are we in that valley point where it's like, okay, it's settling and it's right? Because most people are looking at it and saying they hear what, oh, this might be the crypto winter, or this could be the crypto ice age, when that time frame between like 2012 to 2017, where it was just kind of trading sideways. So right now that halving is why we're seeing the fluctuation to go down, because and eventually we'll see it peak up again.
Of course. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head here. We predicted this because it's easy to predict, because every 4 years has been virtually the same. Yeah. The one difference that we had in this last market was Bitcoin didn't get a parabolic blow off top at the top. And that really threw a lot of people off. We were expecting $100,000 Bitcoin. We called for that. Did not happen. We had some egg on our face on that. Learned not to be so resolute with our prices. But I think that ultimately, when you look at the bear market, we're exactly where we should be. And I did several shows last year. And I went on those shows with very smart people in crypto, including Michael Saylor. I did a talk with Michael Saylor one day, or I've had him on the show a few times. Oh, it's too mainstream now. There's too much adoption. We won't see bear markets. And I said, guys, that's crazy. Like, we're going to see it. The halving and the cut of that supply shock, it causes the market to get overheated. So the 4-year cycle, this is the way it works. You have the halving event, which technically is every 210,000 blocks. It usually works out to 3 years, 11 months. It's not exactly 4 years. So when that happens, with the halving occurs, you get 1.5 years of parabolic run up. You have a 1 year dramatic drop, and then 1.5 years of a slow build. Right now, we're exactly where we're supposed to be. We are right in the midst of the drop. We are targeting, based on history, the end of November after the midterm election. So far in both the last cycles, after the midterm elections, we got the last drop down. So we're right where we should be. The average drawdown of Bitcoin is 85%. Like I always say, if you can't love Bitcoin at its worst, you don't deserve it at its best. And I think that when it comes to Bitcoin right now, and we're targeting these dates, the end of November for the bottom, it bodes well for the future of Bitcoin, because you look up, you know, we're targeting probably December of 2024 for new all-time highs. So it's going to be a while, but this is great because if you're in crypto right now and you just got in, 70% of people got in 2021, you missed it. You were getting in at the wrong time. Absolutely. Now you've got that opportunity.
Is it also consistent, just to follow up really quickly, is that halving process consistent with other coins? So when we see Ethereum having that same time frame of about 3 to 4 years or 3 years and 11 months, is it consistent or is it different for some other coins?
Well, when it comes to the halving, Bitcoin is the only one that has a halving. Now, interestingly enough, on a side note here, I will say first, the entire market generally follows Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin's going up, things are going to go up.
Yes.
We usually get a price point where the altcoins go up a higher percentage than Bitcoin does, because Bitcoin's market cap is so big, it's harder to move. Mm-hmm. But on the way down, the altcoins were generally draw down like 95 to 97%. Now, we don't have as many cycles for altcoins. We really only had one true altcoin season, which was in 2017. So we don't have as much data as we have the 13 years on Bitcoin. But what I will say is this. This is one reason why I'm so bullish on Ethereum, is because Bitcoin has the halving and it's every 4 years. Ethereum is getting ready to do something called the merge, the move from E2.0. It's going to go from proof of work, which is mining, to proof of stake, which is not mining. It takes a lot less energy. And, some people say it's not quite as secure, but for Ethereum, the network's big enough to still be secure. It's actually going to go through what we call a triple halving, which is as it moves from proof of work to proof of stake, the inflation rate of Ethereum, because the inflation rate is about 4.3% every single year. Unlike Bitcoin, Ethereum is not capped. It doesn't have a max. So it slowly grows over time. That inflation rate is going to drop from 4.3% to 0.4%. So basically every year, we're going to be getting 10 times less Ethereum than we were going to get before. And so that's actually really bullish for Ethereum in the short term and the long term. Should be happening by the end of this year. We're actually targeting quarter one of next year for it, because Ethereum's famous for delays. But it's basically like we're going to get the power punch of a Bitcoin halving in Ethereum, and it's a one-time only event. So definitely something to watch out for there. But generally, the answer to your question, all coins follow Bitcoin.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.